Okay, so let's have a look at the key terms that you need to know for 1.6 and the types of insurance. So insurance, the first key term, this is financial protection against a loss that might occur in the future. It will place the insured person back in the same financial position they were before they suffered the loss. Your premium, then number two, this is a fee or money that people pay to insurance companies for insurance. Number three, compensation. This is a financial payment what a person will receive if they suffer a loss. And it's just up to the value of the item, not what the item costs you. Number four, then insurable interest. This means that you must benefit from the existence of the item and suffer from its loss. You must have an interest in the item being insured. So you can't insure somebody else's house or somebody else's car. Five, utmost good faith. This means that when you are applying for insurance, you must give all material facts to the company. So material is fact, is a fact that would affect the price of the premium that they're going to charge. So if you're looking for health insurance and you say that you smoke, but on the form when you're filling out, you say you don't smoke, well then that's going to affect the price. Indemnity then, so this means that you can't make a profit from insurance. You must be put back into the same financial position you're in before you suffer the loss. Number seven, subrogation. This means that once an insurance company has paid compensation, the ownership of the item passes to the insurance company. And then the insurance company can try to sell the asset on, or they will sue the third party to try to get some money back from them. Eight, and contribution. This means that if you insure the same risk with two insurance companies, they will divide the cost of the claim between them. You may not receive a full compensation from both companies because of the indemnity. So if you have a mobile phone and you have that insured underneath your phone insurance and your house insurance, and the phone is worth 100 euros and you lose it and you claim off your insurance, you won't get 100 euro from the two insurance companies. They will divide it, so you'll get 50 euro each, and that will put you back into the same financial position you were before you lost the mobile phone of 100 euro. Nine, then assurance then. So this is something that will happen in the future. For example, death, and the policy pays out when the person dies. 10, term policy. This is for a fixed term. It usually covers the duration of a mortgage. So if the insured person dies during the term of the mortgage, the balance is paid off. 11, whole life insurance. This means compensation is paid when the insured person dies. 12, endowment policy. This means compensation is paid at a certain age in the future or when the insured person dies, whichever happens first. 13, then, third party for your motor insurance. This pays compensation to another injured person or damage to their car if caused by the insured driver. It does not cover the insured driver's vehicle. This is the basic level of motor insurance that is required in Ireland. 14, third party fire and theft. This includes that the above, so includes a third party, but also includes the insured person car if it catches fire or if it's stolen. 15, fully comprehensive. This means that all parties and vehicles that suffer losses are covered. So that's your vehicle as well. 16, a no claims bonus. This is when a policyholder doesn't make a claim under insurance. The insurance company will give them a discount under premium and is a reward for not making a claim. 17, loading. This is an extra amount added to the basic premium to cover increased risk. So for example, if you're a smoker or if you have maybe some condition that would affect the risk, like a heart condition. 18, insurance broker. This helps households to get the best type of insurance to meet their needs at the best price. They research the market to find the best policy and are paid a commission. 19, an agent. So they are people who sell policies for a particular insurance company. 20 and actuary, they calculate the premium that must be paid by the insured. The fee takes into consideration the risk of the loss occurring. The greater the risk, the higher the premium. 21, a loss adjuster, they will investigate a claim and decide if compensation will be paid. They also advise on how much compensation to pay. 22, a proposal form. This is a form that is filled out by the person taken out of insurance. It is like an application form and it must be filled out truthfully, utmost good faith. 23, policy. This is a document that is sent by the insurance company to inform the insured that they have been given insurance. And 24, the policy excess. So this is the amount that the insured must pay before compensation is paid by the insurance company. So you might have to pay €300 first, and then the insurance company will pay the rest. 25, exclusions. So these are items that are not covered. 26, a claim form. This is to be filled out by the insured if they're seeking compensation after loss has occurred. 27, average clause. This is used when the item is underinsured or part loss has occurred. And 26, a renewal notice. So this is sent to an insured when the renewal policy is due. It's a good idea to shop around to get the best possible deal and to save money on your premium. So a lot of key terms there. Use this in conjunction with the likes of the quizlets that are on the website and the playing cards to help you with those terms.